text chain, standard interaction, a casual invitation, a simple, low-stakes exchange. She doesn't reply for 6 hours, not an emergency. Just quiet. The immediate spike, a sharp tightening in the chest. The compulsion to act, he writes, "Hey, hope you're having a good day." A check-in, a nudge, a mild attempt at casual persistence, then the second text, a different angle, a different emoji, a tiny piece of calculated escalation. He is trying to manufacture a feeling safety, interest in a situation where the only thing present is his own internal urgency. He is performing availability, and she feels it, not the message. But the underlying frantic need for her to validate the existence of the conversation. This is the pattern of the performance of self. The belief that one can assemble a set of behaviors, boldness, witty anecdotes, unwavering availability and present them as inherent character. A suit of armor assembled piece by piece. The red pill diagnosis is often correct. Certain behaviors signal dominance. Certain behaviors signal interest. But the error, the fatal oversight, is assuming that behavior is the primary unit. It is not. The primary unit is what is happening in the nervous system right now. We are observing the compulsion to explain, dressed as confidence. It is the man who believes he can will a certain internal state into existence through external action. He mistakes self-erasure for generosity. He thinks if he just projects the right image, the impervious, the unshakable, that the internal chaos will resolve itself. This is the fundamental misreading. Confidence is not an outfit you put on. It is a baseline condition. A nervous system that is allowed to be still. The loop starts with absence, not her absence, his own, the internal quiet, the lack of a defined, regulated baseline state. When the nervous system is not allowed, not even implicitly, to settle, it defaults to monitoring. And what does the monitoring focus on? The external environment, the woman, her reaction. His focus is not on the interaction, it is on the outcome of the interaction. He is waiting for permission, not for her to grant him access, but for her mood to grant him permission to feel stable. If she is responsive, the internal anxiety drops momentarily. The reward is not connection. It is the brief cessation of internal pressure. The first behavior is always pursuit, not desire. It is the chase mechanism engaged, pursuing the relief of not feeling the anxiety of her potential distance. He overinvests. He gives more when she pulls back, not because he is suddenly more interested, but because the distance is perceived as an immediate threat to his regulation. He pushes harder, trying to force a return to a state of perceived safety. The second layer of performance is the compulsion to narrative. When the pursuit fails, or when a small misalignment occurs, the anxiety doesn't just dissipate, it converts. It hardens, it demands explanation. The man cannot simply absorb the friction, he must fix the record. He must correct the narrative. "I'm just trying to be clear. I want you to understand where I'm coming from." This is not communication, this is a panic response. It is the nervous system, overwhelmed by the threat of perceived rejection, trying to logically dismantle the threat itself. He is trying to use logic, a tool of the analytical mind, to soothe a deep physiological state of alarm. He assumes that clarity of explanation will somehow override the biological signal of vulnerability. He thinks if he just explains himself enough, she will be convinced that he is stable. But she reads the effort. She reads the frantic energy underneath the precise words. The effort itself is the broadcast. The man whose state is not organized around this compulsion. The man whose internal landscape is not perpetually waiting for validation. He is not worried about the narrative. Because there is no narrative to fix. He is simply there, not performing, not monitoring, not explaining. The difference is that his internal mechanism is not calibrated around the external stimulus. His baseline is his own. His body is not holding a perpetual state of readiness for threat. When he interacts, he is not calculating the next optimal move, he is observing what is. His capacity for quiet is not a test he must pass, it is a fundamental state he can inhabit. He does not need her reaction to define his mood. His confidence, if you can even call it that, is the simple observation that he is regulated enough to tolerate ambiguity. He does not need to prove his worth. He simply allows it to be what it is. This is not aloofness, it is self-containment, it is the internal mechanics functioning without needing external input to maintain homeostasis. This brings us to the failed remedies. The advice culture is excellent at prescribing behaviors. Be vulnerable. Communicate more. Hold your ground. These are all prescriptive. They treat behavior as the unit of change. But the problem is not the behavior. The behavior is the symptom. The failure of the advice lies in its absolute inability to address the state. You can be perfectly vulnerable. You can articulate your fears. But if the nervous system underneath is running on a high-octane feed of anxiety, that articulation is not vulnerability. It is a confession of systemic instability. It is a request for rescue. The man who tries to just be himself is often the one who has spent years running the over-investor script, so deep that being himself means perpetually oscillating between desperate pursuit and self-erasure. The pattern has become the identity. The performance is not a choice, it's the operating system. The pursuit of confidence is a search for a feeling of being adequate, a feeling of being unthreatened. And that feeling cannot be conjured through action. It must arise from a deep, sustained allowance of being. The performance is always the effort. The effort is always the broadcast. The quiet observation remains when the internal mechanism is driven by the need to control the external outcome. The performance is inevitable. And the performance, no matter how well rehearsed, is always readable.